Nate Silver calls the Super Bowl. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm pretty even-handed on most issues, but as a Seattleite, I cannot resist reporting, as authoritatively as I can, the latest prediction by New York Times oracle Nate Silver, the man who correctly called all 50 states in the last election, and who now predicts that the two Super Bowl teams will be New England and Seattle, and that Seattle will win. Now, this is a city which hasn't won a national trophy in a professional sport since 1979, and all we have from that is a dusty banner hanging in an empty arena because the NBA team that won it was sold to Oklahoma City. So when Nate Silver predicts a Seahawks Super Bowl win, the Space Needle stands a little straighter. Now, it's true that the database Nate Silver bases his prediction on, a site called Football Outsiders, is predicting that the NFC Championship will go to San Francisco, which would mean Seattle wouldn't even get to the Super Bowl. And Nate Silver acknowledges that if you just go by the book, San Francisco does have an edge.
With Seattle, though, you saw a team that was really blowing people out in the second half of the year.
He's decided to work in a little fudge factor called momentum.
I do think with Seattle, a team that did come on so strongly in the second half, you worry, can other coaches readjust to them potentially? Talent-wise, I'm not sure it's a team that has as much talent.
Okay, stop with the qualifiers. Look, we Seattleites spend the winter in this remote corner of America, sitting in a perpetual mist, praying for just a little global warming to take the chill off, staring at our 34-year-old NBA championship banner from a team that isn't even here. I don't see why one national trophy is too much to ask. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.